Next, we profile one of the best-known people in Afghanistan. Shah Mohammad Rais became famous as the bookseller of Kabul. First, because over three decades, he sold books, posters, and maps to Afghans and foreigners living there. He nurtured his business through war, censorship, and even a Taliban book burning. Then, in the West, the bookseller gained fame in another way, through a book called The Bookseller of Kabul. It was a tell-all book, a dark portrait of a family patriarch with two wives. He says that book ruined his life and family. So, The Bookseller of Kabul wrote his own book. Here's NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson.
This rickety shop at one of Kabul's busiest intersections is one of the richest repositories of books in Afghanistan. Here, Afghan bookseller Shah Mohammad Rais says he's got just about everything you might want to read, old and new. Not just in Dari or Pashto, but in English, German, French, and Russian. The 53-year-old in a white prayer cap says he even carries Western favorites, like the latest Harry Potter, or earlier books about the boy wizard translated into Farsi. He got those in neighboring Iran. It was a trip to the Iranian capital, Tehran, at age 15 that sparked his love of books. A smile spreads across his weathered face as he recalls the moment in broken English.
I never have dreamed to see such many bookstores in the town in a different city. So I purchased the first book, I don't know why, Othello, which was written by Shakespeare. He make a mixture of different ethnics, different colors. I found it very interesting, and suddenly I purchased many other books, and I started to read books.
And to sell them. He says he returned to Kabul with three boxes of books. That trip led to many more, back to Iran, to Pakistan, and later to Europe and South America. His business grew. He insists it's about more than profit. He calls it a moral obligation. It's why he says he bought a large bus to use as a bookmobile on visits to far-flung cities across Afghanistan.
Because, you know, the soul of the society, the soul of the city, the soul of Afghan country is books. In any country, without books, it's impossible to reconstruct Afghanistan.
There are few books he shies away from. He says he was jailed by the communists because he carried books penned by Mujahideen fighters during the Soviet invasion. During the Taliban era, a postcard featuring the faces of Afghan men that he created led to his store being raided and his books being burned. But he persuaded the regime to let him reopen. In 2002, Norwegian journalist Åsne Seierstad asked if she could live with Rais and his family to write a book. The bookseller agreed. He says he couldn't refuse a guest, even though his was a tiny home crammed with 20 people at the time. For 5 months, he openly shared his life with Seierstad. But Rais says he was unprepared for her interpretation of what she saw. In the book, Seierstad paints an unflattering portrait of a controlling patriarch with two wives, and the oppression of female relatives, among other things. His oldest son, Iraj Mohammad Rais.
I mean, she's like a typical Westerner, you know, no offense. She'll do anything for fame and money, that's it. I mean, this is not the way you can just live with friends and all that. This is about life of people.
He and his father say they fear being attacked by Afghans offended by the portrayal of family life here in the Norwegian writer's book. Rais sent his first wife and several of their children to live in Canada. The second wife and several more children sought asylum, ironically, in Norway. The bookseller says he is pursuing legal action in Norway, although Seierstad says no lawsuit has been filed. He turned down Seierstad's offer of $100,000 to set up a foundation in his name to benefit Afghans. He says he'll settle for nothing short of a public apology to him and his family, and a declaration that the book is a lie. But Seierstad stands by what she wrote in her book. So the elder Rais tried a different tact. He wrote his own book and used his own money to publish it. The English version of Once Upon a Time There Was a Bookseller in Kabul came out this year. Seierstad says she read it in Norwegian.
There are things in his book that I could say, no, that's not right, that's not true. But I just leave it to that. I wrote my book. He will have to live with my book. He wrote his book. I will have to live with his book. This is the very best way to solve literary conflicts, like write books, and then it's up to the reader.
But Rais says he won't give up until he feels his honor has been restored. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.